Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm Dan Lemke. Minnesota's appetite for energy and the demand for fertilizer products both continue to grow. One possible solution to addressing both of those needs comes in the form of biogas production. Brad Matuska, Business Development Director of Biomass Feedstocks for the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, joins this Field Talk podcast to address the technology and the opportunity that biogas presents.
So biogas is a very, very old technology. It's been around as long as organic material has been around as far as the creation of it. So the process is taking any sort of organic material, be it ag residuals, manure, wastewater, the organic portion of solid waste, and putting it in an anaerobic environment, which is basically in the absence of oxygen. And then the microbes break it down and create biogas and digestate.
What then are some of the potential feedstocks in Minnesota for generation of biogas that we have around the state?
So the primary feedstocks would be anything that is organic in nature. So we think about manures, we think about wastewater, but what's the largest portion of the feedstock are ag residuals. So this would be, like corn stover or bean stover or leftover bean chaff on a field, or, any other ag residuals, as well as food waste or food processing co-products coming out of a food processing plant, like a sweet corn processing plant or a potato processing plant. So any of those materials would be ideal. And Minnesota is uniquely positioned because we have all of those things.
So what are some of the uses for that biogas? I mean, we have the feedstocks and it is being used, but what are some of the potential avenues, applications, and why is there interest and excitement around biogas?
So biogas is an energy source. And what's unique about it is that it comes from managing wastes. And so there aren't any other energy sources that utilize waste materials as the feedstock to create it. And so then there are a ton of options for when you have biogas. It can be cleaned up or upgraded to a minimal, capacity where it could be used in a boiler on site as a fuel. Or it could be cleaned up even further and used in a generator or combined heat and power system where it's generating heat and also electricity. It could be upgraded even further and injected right into our existing natural gas pipelines as well. And then there are other further downstream potential products that you could make out of it as well, that, things like hydrogen and eventual other products. But those are the primary energy sources that are kind of plug and play today.
Can you characterize some of the interest that's out there and some of the folks that are, taking a deeper look at this as a potential energy source?
So the major utilities like CenterPoint Energy and Xcel are participating in exploring the potential for it through the Natural Gas Innovation Act that was passed in Minnesota in 2022. And so they're actively purchasing renewable natural gas to inject into the pipeline, as well as they're exploring the potential of doing more projects. So that would be kind of the main Minnesota-based interest as far as the biogas market. But at the same time, you have things going on at the national scale, and other states like the state of California has been driving a lot of projects through manure-based digesters that are creating energy as well.
I understand you have the Renewable Energy Roundtable coming up that will dive into this a little closer. What's happening at that event?
We're super excited about it, Dan. It's we have stakeholders from across the state coming together in a single time and space to be able to talk about where we've been as far as biogas and where we are and where we can go. And We'll have stakeholders from all parts of the supply chain, from farmers to food processors to utilities to legislators to regulators, engineering firms, project developers, all the folks, just to have a real deep conversation about what the future looks like and the things that we need to be aware of as we try to progress.
And I also understand you're working on developing a roadmap, so to speak, to help further that along. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you know, the Renewable Energy Roundtable is a part of the entire roadmap project. And what the roadmap is trying to do is to answer those that fundamental question of where have we been, where are we now, and where are we going as it relates to growing the biogas industry and the issues associated with it. And the overall goal of the roadmap project is not just to create a report that, you know, may not get as used as much as we'd want people to look at it, but to create deliverables. These are things specific to each stakeholder group, what they feel like they need in order to advance the industry. It's just a really interesting crossroad that we're at as a state and a region, because, you know, we're hearing a lot about increased energy needs, and then there's the self-reliance issue and driving local economic development and managing waste, and then also creating fertilizers and utilizing fertilizers, which is a very important co-product coming from biogas production as well, is that digestate on the back end that can be used on farm fields to supplant, you know, synthetic fertilizers. And so it really checks a lot of the boxes and makes a lot of sense. And I think Minnesotans are good at that kind of thing, is doing things that make sense.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get daily up-to-date market analysis and farm news from your local LFN affiliate.